Hello and welcome back to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. I'm Alan Jackaway, and sitting next to me, Mr. James Bunnell. James, your team's done.
Yeah, but I have to say, I'm not sad.
Yeah,
you shouldn't play badly.
You played a little badly, but you still shouldn't be sad.
You shouldn't be that sad. Aaron Rodgers remembered that he's one of the greatest football players that's ever lived and decided to start playing like it again.
Yep. Yep.
There's really not much we can do against that.
Yeah, and it wasn't a dismal showing.
It was easily the best game of the weekend.
I thought so. Yeah, and you didn't pull the Texans.
We did not pull.
You scored
Texans.
Points.
We scored points.
Double digit points.
Yeah, we scored the first points. We scored a safety. That game was exciting and fun to watch, which basically can't be said of any of the other three games that happened.
Yes, so let's not talk about them. Let's talk about next week's games.
Woohoo!
All right, we will take them in order. The first game is Kansas City Chiefs at the New England Patriots. Obviously, the Chiefs looked great last week.
They did. Boy, did they look good. Their defense looked spectacular.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, you know, it helps to play against Brian Hoyer. It'll probably be harder against Gronkowski and some receivers and a quarterback who's probably better than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, I think there's enough evidence that we can pretty safely say... Well, you know, the Stoics, of course, believe that we can't ever... definitively know anything. So, and that we should reserve judgment until we can be certain that what seems to be true seems to be consistently true. Unfortunately, it seems to be consistently true that Tom Brady is a better quarterback than Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
But Patriots offensive line is having problems too. I mean, we don't know. They've gotten this week to rest, which is, God, did they need that. That was a godsend for them. But, you know, Kansas City also has Justin Houston back now, and, like, he is a monster.
Yeah, and I think one of the most exciting things for me in this game is getting to see the Patriots wide receivers who are finally back play against those Kansas City Chiefs defensive backs who've been really, really good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, did a great job with... DeAndre Hopkins last week, and
he's
been doing
a great
job.
Not a bad receiver, regardless of the quarterback throwing to him.
No, he'd been doing great all year, and they shut him down, but, I mean, they, you know, controlled him sufficiently.
He did not score any touchdowns, that's for
sure. Nor field goals,
yeah. No DeAndre Hopkins field goals.
So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. I think that Kansas City's defense should keep them more or less in that game, and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And the Patriots defense has been an enigma for me all year, and I don't understand it.
It's the Bill Belichick anomaly, right? Like, he's so intelligent that he can make things that don't look good on paper work in the real world. And it's just, again, we sort of just have to accept at this point that it seems like whatever happens, his defense is competent.
Yeah, and I would be very concerned if I was the Chiefs that without Jeremy Maclin, his defense is going to be able to take away everything that they try to do. I think it could happen.
You wonder if, like, Maclin was the thing that was helping Alex Smith break out of his shell and become more of a playmaker and less of a game manager.
Yep.
And with him gone, I just don't see... I don't see any big playmakers on the Kansas City offense anymore, which is going to be a problem, because you're going to have to score points to beat the Patriots.
At least one.
At least one.
All right, you want to pick this game?
I do. Well, give me the Lions.
We've got New England by 5.5, over under 42.5.
I think that's too much.
Yeah, I think it's... If Maclin was in, I would definitely think it's too much. Without Maclin, it's tempting to take New England, but I think I'll take the Chiefs. Their defense is good enough.
I am also going to take the Chiefs. And the order, you said 42.5?
42.5, which...
I'm going to go with the under.
Yeah, I think if I'm taking the Chiefs, I have to take the under for consistency, right?
Yeah. We got to think that this is going to be a hard-fought, low-scoring matchup.
Yep. And those defenses are good enough, and, you know, the Patriots' offense has not always been great this year.
No,
so
they can get the job done in a pinch, but they don't score 50 points every week.
Yep.
They're, you know, this is a totally plausible...
low-scoring game.
Yeah.
For sure. And it could be cold there. And we saw what being cold can do to games.
Yeah, makes them pretty low-scoring, it turns out.
Yep. All right, the other game on Saturday is Green Bay Packers at Arizona Cardinals.
this could be the best game of the playoffs.
I think it's not going to... Well, I don't know. I think that the Cardinals' defense is a lot better than Washington's defense.
It definitely is.
And I still don't buy Green Bay.
I just... If Aaron Rodgers has remembered who he is,
yeah,
and gotten out of his own head and turned back into the, like, play creator that we all know that he is...
Mm-hmm.
Not that Arizona's defense can't handle it, but it's going to be exciting the whole way down. And we know that Arizona's offense also has been pretty exciting this season. Sure. Carson Palmer can probably tear apart the Packers' defense.
He should be able to. That the Packers' defense did not impress last week.
No.
Or any week, really, as we've discussed before.
They were pretty good against Washington's running game, but Washington's running game hasn't been very good all year. So.
Yes. Yeah.
I just, Carson, it's like, this is a spectacular shootout game, because you've got Carson Palmer, who throws the ball farther down the field more than any other quarterback in football, and Aaron Rodgers, who is able to extend plays and make ridiculous throws all the time. So you've got, like, the long-range bomber versus the improv guy who can throw the ball anywhere on opposite sides of the football. This is going to be an exciting game. I think... The edge probably goes to Arizona, because their defense is
a lot better.
Well beyond competent, and the Packers is probably not even quite that.
Yeah.
So...
I think it definitely goes to Arizona. I mean, I guess the most interesting thing happening defensively for Arizona is their continued attempts to replace Tyrann Mathieu.
That's true.
That didn't look great first couple weeks, or I guess the first week that we've had with him gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to replace Tyrann Mathieu. That guy was...
Yeah, they're not going to, but it's a question of how well they can hold together without him there.
Yeah.
I think that Bethel and the other people that they're putting in his spot should be better with more practice, hopefully.
Yeah.
And at least against those Packers wide receivers who aren't all that good, I think that they'll be able to hold it together. Which brings me to my pick, which is Arizona Cardinals -7. I'm taking the Cardinals.
-7's a lot.
I know it is. I don't think the Packers are very good.
I'm going to trust Aaron Rodgers' ability to score points, make points happen here. I'm going to take Green Bay, although I think the Cardinals will win, than a touchdown.
Does that mean you want over 50?
I definitely want over 50 points for this game.
Oh, it's so many points. But, well, if I'm saying they're going to win by 7, yeah, you know what? I'll take over 50.
Right.
That's going to be the one I change this week, I think. But I'll take it. The first Sunday game is Seattle Seahawks at Carolina Panthers, easily the defensive game of the week.
Yeah, definitely.
Because these are both defensive-heavy teams.
This is going to be a spectacular showdown.
Yeah, it should be. I maintain that the Seahawks are not very good. I have been saying that all year, and
they didn't
continue to say it.
Really impress me against Minnesota.
No, and I understand it was freezing cold and no one could do anything, and every time they got guys open and they would launch the ball and the wind would stop it or whatever. But...
Yeah, but still, I'm just not, and I don't know, is Marshawn Lynch coming back? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Even with Marshawn Lynch coming back, I still don't buy that offensive line. I don't know, I feel like it's, every time I see the Seahawks succeeding, I feel like it's lucky somehow.
Yeah.
It's not even like a... Part of that is Russell Wilson doing his Russell Wilson things. And
right. He is amazing.
He is. He really is. But,
it seems like somehow... Now, Cam Newton has sort of a similar effect on the game, right? He is a play extender and a play creator. But somehow his feels less like improvisational magic and more like him just...
Taking control.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how I feel about it too.
So I would give the edge to Cammy Cam and the Panthers.
Yeah, and I like Luke Kuechly and Josh Norman better than I like Richard Sherman and I guess Bobby Wagner.
Did you see that hilariously awkward interview Josh Norman gave on the pregame for the Green Bay Washington game?
I did not.
Oh my gosh. Not that he wasn't well spoken, but he actually said very intelligent things and he said them very well. But he looked so uncomfortable in the studio talking to whoever he was talking to. He, like, didn't know where to... Like, he didn't, like, know where to look when he was talking. Mm-hmm. He would, like, look at the other person and then would apparently get some signal from the crew that, like, no, look at the camera. And then he would look at the wrong camera and then...
Well, they should have trained him on that.
They should have. That's not his fault.
Yeah.
He's a spectacular player. And I look forward to seeing great things from him in this in this matchup on Sunday.
Yep. And I think I like the Panthers. Again, I've been going against the Seahawks all year, and I plan to continue doing so with Carolina Panthers -3.
I'm definitely taking the Panthers.
And then over under 44.5 is a little tricky for me. I kind of want to go over on this one.
I also want to go over.
The Panthers score a lot of points.
They do.
I'm still not clear on how.
Yeah.
But they score a lot of points. And I think that they claimed, and I haven't heard any practice reports, so this may not actually be happening, but they claimed that Jonathan Stewart would be back.
Oh.
That was part of the premise of him not playing those last couple weeks, was that he'd be ready. Now, of course, that's the same thing they did with Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch, so.
So we'll see. We'll see which of those players are back. But even so, like, the Panthers have been putting up points against everyone, including decent defenses. So
it's true.
I'm in on the over here, I think.
I'm in on the over as well. Sorry, listeners, this isn't a very exciting pick'ems. We're all kind of in agreement.
Yeah,
we disagree about the.
Yeah, on the Packers.
The Packers Cardinals game. Yeah, that's kind of good.
All right, final game: Pittsburgh Steelers at Denver Broncos. Denver's defense is real good, too.
Denver's defense is real good.
Pittsburgh's defense is not as good.
Pittsburgh defense is really bad. What's the latest on who's going to be starting a quarterback for the Broncos?
It's going to be Peyton Manning. It's been announced.
Okay.
And it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger, allegedly also announced.
My God, if there was ever a football game I did not want to watch.
I know. It could be miserable.
Yeah. I don't have... Denver's defense is good. Like, really, really good.
Yeah, you get to watch Von Miller, which is fun.
Yeah.
And DeMarcus Ware, which is also fun.
Also fun.
Could just be a million sacks.
Their middle linebackers are just really good.
Yeah.
To watch. Like, it's just...
Yeah, Harris is having another great year. All these guys have really showed up and really kept them in games, even when Peyton Manning has been in there throwing interceptions.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, maybe Peyton Manning just needed the month off, and now he'll be ready. 2 months off, whatever it was.
He needed to heal his torn foot
plantar
muscle.
Fascia. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting, I think.
Yeah, and I don't have anything to say about the Steelers.
No, their defense is bad.
Very good.
That game was miserable to watch last week.
Yep.
And I hope they lose so we don't have to watch them again.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So. Now, unfortunately, it's Denver Broncos -6.5, which is a lot. But with the injuries to Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, even though both are allegedly playing, I'll take my 6.5.
Yeah, if it were 7, I would be very hard pressed to make this decision. But at 6.5, I think the Broncos can easily win by a touchdown.
And the over-under
at home in Denver.
Yeah, I think they should be able to manage it.
Yeah,
and the over-under is 40, which is a little tricky for me because I do think. You know, Denver's defense is good enough and their offense is bad enough to keep this low scoring.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to score to keep up with Pittsburgh, even with that defense. If I knew Ben Roethlisberger was not playing, I would probably go under, but I think I'll go over. 40's not that many, even though we said that last week and then multiple games went under 40.
Yeah, all but the last one, actually.
Yeah.
That being said, I think this game is going to be very low scoring. I don't have faith that the Steelers' offense can keep it going with half-busted Ben Roethlisberger, half-busted Antonio Brown in Denver in what I'm sure is going to be a massively cold and windy day.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think this... I think there's going to be hardly any points scored in this game at all, and I'll take the under.
There you go. And that's all the games.
Yeah, we did it. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's easier when there are fewer teams.
It's nice when there's four and we can actually go through them all. It's,
yeah.
When there's 16, it's not reasonable.
It's too many. Too many teams, NFL. But then again, don't take any teams away, NFL.
Yeah.
And also give us more games,
just
NFL.
Spread it out to all year. It goes over the entire year, and there's only
and
four or five games a week.
And get 2 weeks of rest between
four,
games.
Yeah, between every game.
Yeah, between every game. Yeah, no team plays with, like, less than, like, 14 days off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the players' union is happy. We get football all year round. The TV deals, you can just broadcast one game over the whole country.
Yeah, they're not, I mean, they're already showing, there's so many games that you don't ever watch, there's teams you never see.
Yeah, there's, you know? There's teams that, like, Alan and I never saw play once this season,
yeah.
And we're, like, actively doing a podcast about football, so that's crazy.
You shouldn't have to get NFL Rewind or Sunday Ticket to watch a team.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a nutso plan. I mean, like, baseball does it, but we baseball fans have realized that any individual game is insignificant in the baseball season. because there are 162 of them.
Yes.
In football, that's not true. Every game matters exactly as much as the one before it, which is a lot.
How would you feel about a baseball season that was like 30 games long? Would it be fun or terrible?
You know, it would definitely be different. Because, like, would we rest? Would we just do, would it be like 1 month of solid baseball, or would we spread it all out?
I think you give them 2 or 3 days between games.
Okay.
And they travel a little.
And they travel more. A little.
They do single games at each place. Yeah. They're not doing trips.
It would change some interesting things. Right? Like, pitchers would be a little different, right? Because you could, if you rested 2 or 3 days between games, you really only need, like, 1 or 2 top guys.
Yep.
It would kind of take us back to the old days, except instead of pitchers pitching every game and throwing, like, 80 miles an hour, they would pitch every game or every other game and throw, like, 100 miles an hour.
I just think about this sometime. Like, part of what's great about the NFL is how much each game matters, and it makes it impossible to analyze because there's so much randomness and there's so few games.
That's true.
But it is kind of great that they all are important.
That is a good point. Yeah, I wouldn't say it would make baseball bad. I would give it a try for a season.
1 year.
If we wanted to do a test.
In fact, you don't even need a year.
Season?
You can do a summer league.
Yeah.
Or not summer, that's not right, but you know what I mean.
But
Yeah,
we'll do it in the off season, and it'll be good.
There you go, Major League Baseball. We've solved your problems today.
Indeed. It's a cross-sports podcast for you.
Yeah.
We're just tossing out good ideas all over the place.
Thank you for listening to the Impenetrable Fortress podcast. Our theme and interstitial music is Dear Liza by Ned and The Dirt. You can get their album everywhere, anywhere, whatever you want.
Just scream it to the sky.
Yep, it'll show up. We need a hit of the week. Obviously, it's everything that happened in that horrible Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about any of it,
can I propose
to be honest.
So that's our hit of the week, but can I propose the thing that we can actually like look at happily?
Sure.
And just say that the Aaron Rodgers safety...
It was pretty great.
That was pretty great, wasn't it? Because it came right after an almost safety.
Yes, it's true. It took them 2 tries to get their safety, but they got it.
Rarely ever do you get that second chance.
Yeah,
right there. I love that.
That was nice. All right, so there you go. An uplifting hit of the week. We'll be back next week to preview just 2 games.
Just 2.
So that'll be something. Yeah. And
we'll
it'll
find
be
something
great.
Exciting to talk about to fill up more time.
Or we'll just talk about it more in depth.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Or both.
We'll do everything.
We solved baseball today, so I'm sure
we
can come up with something.
We'll solve something else next week. World hunger, cancer.
Yeah, something like that. Cancer's probably going to be harder. Well, we'll figure it out.
We'll give it a try. We'll get back to you, listeners.
Yep. All right, thank you for listening. From Alan.
And James.
Stay low.